I was a kid, just a skinny kid. We would summer at the shore. Since I was afraid, I only would wade to waist high and nothing more. Never over my head, but choosing instead to see the bottom below. I was safe, I was sound, feet on the ground, no threat from the undertow. Then one day this boy who was older threw me over his sunburned shoulder, and to my surprise and my shock, tossed me off of the end of the dock. And I swam, fear replaced with a thrilling taste I'd not soon forget. What a crime to waste more time and never get wet. So I vowed to the blue sky above, next time I won't need a shove. I'll jump, I'll jump. When I was 16, barely just 16, my great uncle came to town. A gourmet of note who researched and wrote a cookbook of some renown. There was page after page of saffron and sage, the spice of the life he had led. Tales of places he'd seen, sampling cuisine would fill up my teenaged head. Then that June he made a suggestion in the form of a simple question. Would I like to go sail the seas, feast in Trinidad, dine in Belize? I said yes. Suitcase packed, yet still I lacked the nerve to explore. Fear prevailed, his ship soon sailed, but I stayed on shore. I'd forgotten a lesson once learned. Next time, if the chance returned, I'd jump. Better safe than sorry is no way to play the game. It's rather sorry that safe leads to nothing but more of the same. So here I am now, this is me right now, perched upon this hotel bed. My only desire to somehow acquire a blueprint for what's ahead. I could keep my routine, a life that's serene, of comforting guarantees. Or go out on a limb and take a swim in deep and uncharted seas. It seems all of my life has consisted of these days when I've just existed. So I'd like the next move I make to prove at least I'm awake. I will jump. Fear ignored, I will jump on board and go for the ride. I'll be strong, and if I'm wrong, at least I'll have tried. Life is meant to be lived on the edge. This time I won't fear the ledge.